having a great time here tonight. We are so excited to welcome current Jets players, and the crowd is so energized and so pumped to see these players and also to get cooking. It's kind of crazy when you've got stars themselves and the food, because the food is really also the star of the night. So the two things are going to come together great, and it's just going to be a wonderful night.
There's such a connection between food and football, obviously. And we were really hoping to find a way to educate our fans, to help them take their tailgates to the next level.
The Jets are coming in. We're going to basically do a couple of their recipes. We're going to tailgate and teach people with the Jets how to tailgate a great experience at their home. We're going to go through all the process of cooking. We'll lay out a big buffet, and then you guys get to enjoy the game. Let's get going.
Great break.
All right.
I'm making my favorite mama's meatloaf, something I eat all the time when I'm a good boy. She makes this meal for me. Come on, chef. You do all the work, I'll watch. This is my mama's recipe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I usually don't take part. I'm the taster.
It's a Louisiana recipe called crawfish and shrimp fettuccine. It's a Louisiana favorite. It's my personal favorite. Every time I go home, I always get my mom or my grandmom to make this. This looks amazing. Seriously. I can't wait to try it.
The Institute of Culinary Education has been around for about 28 years in the city. They're the leaders in their business, best in the class. And so we really talked about trying to create an experience that people can enjoy, not only here for classes, but then take that and apply it to what they do out in the tailgate, in the parking lot, what they do at home for parties around Jets games, and when they bring people together for the holidays.
You know, as football fans, we sit around and watch hours and hours of football waiting for that one moment when it all happens. And I think food fills in the gap for me. You know, if we have great chicken wings or, you know, a great pizza during the game, it's a way of filling in those gaps where I'm waiting for something spectacular to happen on the field.
We came here, we made it, now it's time to eat.
The spice is good, solid dish, had a little creamy texture, the noodles came out great. They had a great finish at the end of the bite, so great job on the pasta. Scale of 1 to 10? Well, I'm going to say mine 10, so I got to give you a 9. It's a 9.5. Yeah, I like it. So now we're going to try my mama's meatloaf. And we got the bacon, the mash, Brussels sprouts.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
Mine was a 9.5. 9.4.
Well, everybody knows about tailgating. You know, that's one thing that, you know, the camaraderie, when you be able to bring families to the game and, you know, sit and wait for the game, have solid food, have the atmosphere, be able to drink and just have a good time before a game and even after the game. So food and football go hand in hand.
You know, cooking is their passion and football is my passion. So when you can bring those two things together, you know, I'll be glad to be a part of it, and I'm happy to be here.